We are up to Kvayt Chaveroi. In the first paragraph, there is only one paragraph, we're in the middle. Ubi Yerushalmi Lecho Lechem Lefnei Elokim Mikan Shekal Mekabel Pnei Chaveroi Kilo Mekabel Pnei Shechina. Somebody that's Mekabel Pnei Chaveroi is like Mekabel Pnei Shechina. Rei Kam and Israel Bekavet Chaveroi. Look how careful they were in the covet of their friends. Taminim Bebam Metziah. By my name, Rav Chisdim Ravuna, Rav Chisdim asked Ravuna a question. Talmud v'tzarech le'rabbi mai. Shaila being mechabed or the Talmud for the Rebbe. What if the Rebbe needs the Talmud? Amar loy chizda loy tzvich nalach. I don't need you. At tzviches li. You need me. Yosef Rav Chisdim arben taneitza. Rav Chisdim fasted 40 times. From the cholish died at Ravuna. He made Ravuna feel bad because the savar shem mechaben olav. Ravuna thought that Rav Chisda meant himself and Ravuna. I'm the Talmud that you need. Rav Chisda Yasser Ravuna Abba and Tanesa, and Ravuna fasted 40 days from the Chashtel of Rav Chisda. He accused Rav Chisda of meaning him. Harisan and Mem Tainis, Neshigoram Lechalishas Hadas Betos. Ravuna fasted 40 times because by mistake he caused Rav Chisda to feel bad. And this was a Talmud cover. Rav Sefer Chibut HaKever, which I never learned. Perik Dalet. What does that abbreviation stand for? Does he say?
It's
Midrashim. Midrashim Ayin Amat Tzadi Gimel. Mishas Shoyel and Aitzai. They ask him, Hemlachtas Chavercha. Did you make your friend a king over you? Benachas Ruach. Meaning, did you treat him with respect over you? That's one of the questions. And the Sefer Chibut HaKever, which by the way means banging away in the kever, laying there, not a good idea.
And so the one of the questions that they asked him
is, did you treat your friend with respect that you treated him like he's above you? And Yesh Beit Dvarim Alolu, Yaitzis Nishmasa Beloitzar. It's how the Neshama leaves the body as it's put into the grave. And if he answers the question that he treated his friends with respect, his Neshama leaves without Tzar. Matzinu Belevi, I'm not going to get involved in Chibut HaKever. It's not a happy kind of feeling. And he's saying that one of the ways to avoid the tzar of Chibut HaKever is the way one treats their friends. We find by Levi that because he didn't enter the yeshiva of Rav Afas, Levi died, and the Gemara has a story about Shmuel, that Shmuel went up to Eilam Haba while he was alive to talk to his father. When he was there, he saw Levi outside of the yeshiva. So he asked Levi, what are you doing outside the yeshiva? They didn't let him into the yeshiva in Eilam Haba. Levi, Damaira. So he said, all the years that I didn't go to Rav Afas' shir, when Rav Afas was the Rosh Yeshiva, after Rebbe was lifter, I didn't go to his shir. And because I didn't go to his shir, those years they're keeping me out of Gan Eden as a punishment. Now, Rav Afas was not his Rebbe. Rav Afas was a friend. That's why he didn't go to the shir. He didn't feel he had to go to the shir. I made him feel bad. Shmuel said, his father said to Shmuel, you're very chashev up here. So Shmuel said, if I'm so chashev, they should bring Levi in. And they brought Levi in. If you're mechabed people are mechabed you. If you're not mechabed people are not mechabed you. It's not ezim mechubed, a mechabed sabrias. Who's honored? One who honors others. The shemayim agon atadet the sweet kapshitz. Ala mishnah shem ben zayim ba'ezay chacham alayim mekaladam. Ezim giber akayvich es yitzray. Ezim rasha shemayach mechalkay. Ezim mechubed a mechabed sabrias. V'amish a mishnah chashavitz kan galut v'am hepek mimai shalom chayshim. The mishnah saying four things opposite what the world thinks. Shalom chayshim izay chacham shekulim ba'am l'shaloi bu entarach l'shamim shumadam. We think who's a chacham who knows all the answers, and he doesn't have to ask. But my mishnah shulah hepach. He's a chacham alayim mikoladam. The real chacham is the one that asks, not the one that answers. Vayilam chayshim shemishu gibar shemizgabra al kulam. Who's a gibar? The one that is stronger than everybody. He's the powerful one. But my mishnah shulah hepach. He's a gibar chayvish esitra mevatul acherim. He gives in. That's the real gibar. He has money in his bank that's bursting at the seams. He's happy with what he has. Doesn't have to have a lot of money. Who's honored? People who honor him. He doesn't have to honor anybody. He's the honored one. Hashem should help us. We should regard the covenant of our friend. Okay? We are on page Daf. Lamed Dalet Amid Beis. Baruch Moshe, I have a test here. Okay. Let's do the Gemara today. Today's Gemara, part of it is going to be not so hard. Part of it is going to be a little harder because there's two pshatim. I was debating whether I should learn both pshatim to Gemara or skip the second pshat. I guess I'll decide when we get to how fast the first shot went down, whether the second shot will go down. You have to be able to make it sweet, that it swallows simply, that it goes down smooth. It's like taking water with a medicine. It makes it go down smoother. Okay. Biker. We are up to Amar Rav Yosef, the second wide line, Lamed Dalet Amid Beis. Amar Rav Yosef, Ki Pashit Rav Shimon Ben Lakish B'Zav. When Reb Shimon ben Lakish was saying a drasha about the sugya of Zav, Rashi says kiposhet means kidarish. When he darshened about the sugya of Zav, he had the following shayla. Boi hachi. He had the following shayla. To understand this shayla, we have to establish some facts. Keri, the shichba zera that comes out of a man's body, is metame to touch. I'm not talking about the personnel. The keri itself is metame to touch. But it's not metame b'masa. It is not metame when one carries it. As I pointed out many times, one can carry things without touching them. So if the guy had carry on this tissue box, and he carried the tissue box, he would not become tame. Whereas if he touched the carry, he would become tame like he touched the vela, like he touched sheretz. It is a tame object that can be metame a person who touches it. So carry is metame b'maga, not b'masa.
You also just say, how about the person?
The person is a bal keri. He becomes tummy for the day.
And
that's true? He's a rishon. So he can't be matami another person. He can be matami food and drink. But he's a rishon l'tumah. Mm-hmm. Right. He's not an abba tumah. But again, so the keri itself is matami b'maga, not b'masa. That's fact. The first riyah of a zav, the first riyah of a zav is like a keri. Tyra says, I mentioned this I think yesterday, that the first riyah of a zav, even though it is a different texture, is metame like a keri. That's also true. Second riyah of a zav is metame b'masa. At least the way the Gemara learns now, there is going to be a shot in the Gemara later different, but this is the second riyah of a zav is already considered tame b'masa, meaning if a person would carry that zivus, that, what word am I looking for, that discharge of zivus without touching it, he'd become tame also. But that's only the second one, not the first one. Now, right, that's the halacha. Now, the question here becomes, a cotton under nine, a cotton under nine, we don't count his carry as carry. His shichba zera is not considered shichba zera.
Under
nine, I believe. I don't know what Rabbeinu was going to say. Rashi doesn't say an age. I understood it to be under nine. I don't know if Rabbeinu will be masking to me or not. I might be wrong. But at this point, I'll explain it under nine. A cotton under nine is considered not capable of having a relationship. And one of the reasons is because he is not, his carry is not a carry. His shechva zera is not shechva zera. He might expel something from his body, but it's not tumas carry. Not, nothing. Now, how about his first discharge of zivus?
This has to be a nine-year-old?
I said a moment ago. Again, we'll try. If you give me 2 minutes, I'll try to explain myself. Let's go back again. A gadol over nine. Again, this is my guess. Artko might say 13. I don't think so. What? He doesn't say what a cotton is?
Oh, wait.
He's a minor.
22. 23.
What does he say?
Nine.
9, that's right. The Bar Sanhedrin says 9, that's why I thought it was 9. A cotton under 9, I'm sorry, a guddle over 9. For this purpose, an adult is over 9. A guddle over 9 has carry. That carry is matana, but let me just finish all three steps before you ask any questions. A guddle over 9 that expels carry, that discharges carry, that carries matana to touch, not the masa. Fact. A guddle over 9, or a cotton over under 9, that it has a second discharge of zivus, that zivus is matame b'masa. We had a pasuk that told us a cotton can be a zav. That means a cotton zivus counts as zivus. His carry doesn't count by carry, but his zivus counts as zivus. We had that earlier. As zav is, right, we learned out that even a cotton b'yayimai can become a zav if he discharges zivus. So the second discharge of a zav, regardless of age, is matana b'masa. That's a fact. So these facts we just established. Carry of an adult is matame b'maga. Carry of a cotton is not tame, under 9. Zivus, the second discharge of zivus, the first discharge of zivus is like a carry for an adult. Matame b'maga, but not b'masa. The second discharge of zivus is tamei masa. Now we want to know a cotton's first discharge of zivus. His carry is not tamei. His second discharge of zivus will be just like an adult zivus. Now we had a pasuk that told us that a cotton can become a zav. That means his second discharge of zivus, we won't treat a 3-year-old any different than a 10-year-old or a 30-year-old. How about his first discharge of zivus? An adult is metame like his carry. A cotton is not tame the carry. So what is his first discharge of zivus? Like carry, then it's tar. Or do we say, it's zivus, so he'll become tame, it'll be tame by touch. It'll be tame by touch, like an adult zivus. Again, his carry is not like an adult carry. His second discharge of zivus is like an adult's second discharge of zivus. An adult's first discharge of zivus is compared to carry. How about a cotton's first discharge of zivus? Is that tamei to touch or not? That's the Gemara Shaila. On one hand, the Torah said it's like carry. His carry is tahar. On the other hand, his second one is going to be tamei masa. So obviously his zivus counts. So how about his first one? Is it enough to become tamei like an adult carry? His carry is tahar. But remember, carry and zivus are different discharges. And we see that the Torah considers a discharge of zivus even by a cotton as a discharge. The raya is, the second time, it's matana b'masa. How about the first time? That's Rish Lakish Yishayla. When Rish Lakish learned the sugya, he had Yishayla. Is a zav cottons, the first discharge, tamei at all or not? That's the shayla. I hope I explained myself well enough. Dr. Gemara, Amar Rav Yitzchak, he pashit Rav Shimon Malakish b'zav, when he was darshining in the sugya of zav, boi hachi, he had the following shayla. Ria rishayin eshel zav cotton, maosh is a tamei b'maga. The first discharge of an under 9-year-old cotton, of zibus, remember, this is, you have to remember the whole time. Zivus is a different type of discharge. Is it tamei b'maga? What's the shayla? The pasuk says, Zois tairis hazav, vashetetem yimenu shichva zera. This is the rule of a zav and somebody who's about carry. Amar Rahman, the Torah put him in the same pasuk to tell me, kol sheshichva zera shalai, mitamei, v'yishalai nishalai mitamei. Right? The first discharge of a zav is like carry. His carry by a normal adult is tamei to touch. His first discharge of zivus is tamei to touch. Bahai, but this cotton, even the shikh vazerah shaloi loi matame, it's not matame his shikh vazerah because he can't have carry under 9. So his first ria is like his carry, which is tahar. Aiduma, even the iluchazi taitim, it's tarfa, but since you see his second one counts like an adult, metame. His first one should be tame like an adult, bimaga. Our question is how to deal with an 8-year-old's first discharge of zivus. The Torah looks at zivus of a katan as zivus. The Rai is his second one is Matami Bamasa.
How do we
know that? That we had earlier, that a Zav Ben Yoyba is considered a Zav. Back on the beginning of the Perek, we had a pasuk that said a 1-day-old can become a Zav.
How do we know that the second
time? Well, oh, 1 second. Because a Zav is only the second time. The first time he's a Balkari. He's not stricter. An adult that has a discharge of Zivus is only coming 1 day.
It's not called a Zav.
Not called a Zav. I mean, for practical purposes, he's not a Zav. He only becomes a Zav at the second discharge, where he becomes Tami for 7 days. And that can happen to a cotton. A 1-day-old has 2 discharges, he becomes a Zav. He becomes a Zav. So he can become a Zav the second time. That means his second time is Matami B'masa. He's like an adult. His first time, it obviously counts as Zivus because it counts towards the second time. But his carry is 0. And the Torah says, an adult's first time is like carry. Okay, how about a cotton's first time? It counts. It counts in the number of 1 to 2. So is it metame at all? Or do we say his carry is not metame? And the Torah said first time of Zivus is carry. It's like carry. Carry is not metame. His first time of Zivus is not metame. Which means he goes from 0 to 2 in one shot. In the second discharge. Or do we say no? By saying that his second one is Matana B'masa, that implies that his first one must have been Matana B'maga. That's the Shaila of Gemara. That was Rish Lakish's Shaila.
These Zivus have to be any kind of distance between each other?
Yeah, Gemara talks about that. Not here, there will be a Gemara later on. Meaning, at what point is it considered a second Riyah?
You know,
but it's not the game now. It can happen in 1 day. It doesn't need much time.
It happened in 2 months.
Yeah, 1 month. It's either 1 day or 2 days.
Yeah.
It cannot be more than, if there's a day in between, it doesn't count. But the Kiddush of Zav is that it can happen 1 day. By a woman, it has to be over 3 days. By a man, it's 3 riyas within 1 to 2 to 3 days. If it's 3, it has to be within 3 days. If it's 2, it has to be within 2 days. Zav Rashi. Maus at the time, Dr. Rashi, sneer, let me buy a lot. Maus at the time, on the narrow lines, about 5-6 lines up. Maus at the time, sneer, let me buy a lot. The second one is not a shayla. The Mabina Lomili Zokar, Kosu Zokar. We had a rebuy that said, any male, even a cotton. But Asim Taiti Riesk said, and that pasuk is talking about the second discharge. Because I saw that Zoyboy, see, this is something that we'll be running into multiple times in this next Amud, that the Torah says the word Zav once, then it says it twice in a pasuk, then it says it 3 times in a pasuk. So we learn now that there's 3 stages of a Zav. There's the 1 Riyah, that's like Shechvazera. Then there's the double Riyah where the Torah says Tameh. And then there's the 3rd Riyah where the Torah writes about carbon. That's how we know the halachas. How do we know the first, the second, and the third? The Torah never says the word second or the word third. But the Torah says the name, word Zav in one pasuk once, and then it says Hashem Feitzim B'Menu Shech Bezerah. In the other pasuk it says Hazav Ezaibai, that's twice, and in that pasuk it says he's Tameh. And in the third pasuk it says the word Zav 3 times, and that's when the Torah says the word carbon. So we say, 1 is for Shech Bezerah, it's like the carry, 2 is Tameh for 7 days, and 3 is the carbon. That's how we know this halacha.
So we know this stuff by a woman 3 days.
That's, we're not learning. We're talking Zav here. We'll learn Zav when we get there. You can't learn Kala Tera Kula on 1 rego, even though the Ger came to Hill and said he wants to learn a rego halacha. Well, we can't do that. Remind me at the end of the year, I heard a wonderful word on that Gemara with the Ger, but not for now. Later. But Zav is Zayboy. I'm sorry, but I'm tired to read it. So Rashi, in that pasuk, it says twice. How do I know it? Zav Ezaibai. That tells me we're talking about 2 discharges. The recent Zav Gadol, and the first discharge, Nafgala Ma'ikra, Zayis Tairis HaZav, the Hainu Chada Ria, it only says it once in that pasuk. The Chada Ziva Zivagra, it only says 1 word Ziva, right? The Torah says 1 discharge of Zav is like Shech Vezera. 2 discharges of Zav, Tamei. he becomes tummy for 7 days, and it becomes tummy b'masa. Of the cotton mine, what happens to the first discharge of a cotton? Mia mina kivin to a carry iskus. Since the Torah compared rear number one of a zav to a carry, lemishkagos la'ala begadol, so he has to be over 9. The east of a carry, where he's in the parsha of carry. Of a cotton, the less of a carry, but a cotton who can't have a carry, less of a rear ishaina. So he can't have the first rear, meaning as far as tumah is concerned. It counts the number two. It counts as one, but it doesn't do anything practically. If you would see a second one, it combines to Meshiva. He didn't drop Balshnerias. He's going to become a Tami just like an adult Zab who saw twice. So maybe his first discharge of Zivas should be like an adult first discharge of Zivas. Or do we say, since the Torah compared the adult's first discharge of Zivas to the adult's carry, so we'll compare a cotton's first discharge of Zivas to a cotton's carry, and that's zero. That's the Shaila de Gemara.
What's the din of the adult first of Zivas?
It's like carry. Maga, not masa.
Maga, not masa.
That's the halacha by carry. Started at Akadaba. Carry is matana the maga, not the masa. The second discharge of Zivas is matana the masa. And the third, and the fourth, and the fifth. That doesn't matter, that's for sure. Because you see, the Torah compares it to carry. He's not part of, he can't have carry. But he can have zivos. The Rai is, if he has a second one, we don't say it's nothing. We say he's a complete zav.
You're carrying the ziva, or you're carrying the guy?
No, we're not talking about the guy now. We're talking about the Zivas.
Carry the...
The drop of Zivas is on a tisubav. Listen, when a person has a discharge, there's a good chance it ended up on a piece of clothing. It ended up somewhere. Now, somebody carries that piece of clothing. He is carrying the Zivas. It's still moist. We're not talking about it dried up. Right, just.
Even though the texture of the different discharge, the Torah gives it as a carry.
The Torah compares the halacha to carry. But on the other hand, over here, we see it counts. We don't dismiss it. The Raya is when he has a second one, we call it a second one. We don't say it's the first one because the first one didn't count. We call it a second one. So the Torah did not dismiss it totally like carry.
Would it also require a katan on the first one to be able?
Does he become a balkari? You want to know, a katan's carry, does he become a balkari? That's what you're asking me.
Well, not carry, but the zivas.
What difference does it make? If it's like carry, it's like carry. If it's like zivas, it's like zivas.
On the side that it is a tummy, which was the
told you what? Okay. There's a shaila in the paiskim, the rishayna marachayin. I forgot who has the shaila. A cotton who sees carry, the carrier's car, is he a bal carry? Does he have to go to the mikvah? So maybe this would be the same shaila by rear rishayna shazav, but maybe he would have to go. It's not discussed. It's not discussed on the page. It is discussed, but it's not discussed on the page. Rabbis, you know, you have these interesting shilas. Rabbis has a shila of somebody's machban on Tfilas Ezra. He goes to the mikveh every time he lives with his wife. And he lived with his wife and he did not expel any zera. Does he have to go to the mikveh? Doesn't have to go past Tfilas Ezra Zachiyav. This guy's machban and he always goes to the mikveh after he lives with his wife. He's machban on Tfilas Ezra. So he did have a relationship with his wife, but he didn't have he didn't spell any zera. What's Ezra's takana? Is Ezra's takana only on the guy who expels zera? Because the truth is, if he expels it not during a relationship, he still has to go to the mikvah. Or does it include relationship with Ezra? Rabbi Shah has that child. It's not a gay asugya. Rabbi Shah Paskins, he has to go to the mikvah. Because he said Ezra made the takana because he didn't want people spending too much time with their wives. So the reason of the takana would include this also. That's what Rabbi Shapaskin. Again, it's an interesting tshuva, Rabbi. I saw this tshuva, I guess, in 1978, 1979.
Are there people that go only when they have relationships?
Yeah, sure. There are people that are makpid and tshuva sezra. Go to the morning after they had a relationship with their wife.
Every day,
I guess that's for sure. There, guys. One has nothing to do with the other.
But they don't want people to know when.
No, that's not the reason they go every day. No, you're worried about the sneers aspect. The answer is there's no sneers aspect because nobody keeps tabs of who's in the mikveh when. It's not like everybody that goes to the mikveh goes between the hour of 7 and 7:10. So for all you know, the person that's going to the mikveh at 7 o'clock that morning went the next morning or the last morning at 6 o'clock. Number one. Number two is the chassidim go because of a sufis tara. They say mikveh is maisiv tara. Even when a person's not tamei, going to mikveh is maisiv tara. That's why they go every day. Chassidim will go to the mikveh erev Shabbos in the morning before Shacharis, and again in the afternoon. Because they're going for two reasons. Daving Shacharis, I want to have a sufis tara. No, no. Yes. Again, yeah, I don't think it's any record. Nobody knows when everybody goes. I go to the mikveh every Friday, right? Sometimes I go 5 o'clock, sometimes I go 5:15. The guy that's there 5:15, if there's a guy there, doesn't know whether I went 5 o'clock or didn't go 5 o'clock. He has no idea. Right. Now, people that go only after, nobody, again, unless somebody sits there with a computer, he wouldn't know.
It can make his day more fulfilling than checking on who's there.
I would hope so, yeah. I would hope he has more important things.
Yeah, right.
I think he should do other things, count how many buses drive on Taylor Road. I mean, he's obviously has a very bored person. Exactly. I agree with you. Right.
People wouldn't touch each other. I asked this last week. They wouldn't know what Tomei, what is Tomei, what
people is that were Tomei stayed in a different area than people that were Tar. They did. See, it's something that we wouldn't have to get used to for many reasons. A woman that was a Nida walked in the street, she walked in a different section than the women weren't Nidas. Means everybody knew Mrs. So and so was a Nida now. We would say Tuxarn and Sneas. Nobody's business. In those days, it couldn't be a chsarn and sneas because it was everybody's business.
Would it need to be worried about touching a zav or?
No, but she shouldn't touch a man anyway.
Somebody.
No, she would not be worried about touching a zav because she's tamei anyway. Same, it won't be more tuma. But Mrs. So and so, who's not Anita, can't touch Mrs. So and so, who is Anita. So when they went to chasana, there was the Anita section and the non-Anita section. And in the man section, there was the people that were Zav and non-Zav. Valkyrie and non-Valkyrie. They had to stay away from each other. Yeah, it made for a whole different seating arrangement.
Well, okay.
Instead of saying Chassan's family, Kala's family, Chassan's friends, Kala's friends, it said, neither is non, neither is Zav, is not Zav.
Well, maybe you can't set the tables up beforehand.
Right, it also means that, correct. They had to do a buffet style in different sections.
So people can become more Tohar when they go to the mikveh twice, can become more tamei when they...
I don't know what you mean, more tar. Not halakhically. I said a sufis tar, I meant spiritually. Nothing to do with halacha. Again, you say kriya shema, and you only have kavanah in the first pasuk. Are you yaitza kriya shema? Yeah. What if we say kriya shema and you have kavanah in every pasuk? Are you yaitza more? What do you mean yaitza more? There's a halachic requirement. Did you fulfill the halachic requirement by having kavanah in the first pasuk?
Yes.
The answer is yes. So if I had kavanah every pasuk, did I fulfill a different halachic requirement?
Isn't that the minimum requirement?
I'm asking again. Were you yoytz in the mitzvah by having kavanah in the first pasuk? Am I yoytz a different mitzvah if I have kavanah every pasuk?
Better. I guess not.
Exactly.
That's the way you're answering.
So exactly. But is it a higher madrega?
I think so.
So, obviously, higher madrega doesn't mean you yoytz another mitzvah. It just means you enhance your mitzvah. Isn't that what it says? Isn't that what you're doing?
I would think that every time you do it, you enhance mitzvah. Okay,
so, fine. I don't know how to... upstairs on the accounting, I don't do the accounting upstairs. But it's not a halachic difference. That's all I'm interested in now. So when Chassidim go to the mikvah and they say it's a tzapas tara, that means they enhance the tara. It's nothing halachically.
Okay.
Does it count upstairs? They'll tell you it does. So what?
He does the accounting.
What?
Does Hashem have people doing that?
He doesn't have people doing it. Hashem is not a superhuman. Said Rabbi Weinberg used to tell us, people view Hashem as a superhuman. He's not. He's the Rebbein Shlomo. Yes?
Nothing
has
to be
accounted. What you just said actually addressed the best time affairs in a whole pair.
Yes, I don't make up my things myself. You know what I mean?
I'm just saying that anybody who wants to can look it up now. As far as what you said about Anita not being Muslim by touching a Zava, what about Skana Kana? The halachas of Zivas after the second Riyah and forward is different, so it's a different type of Tumah.
Yes. Touching a Zava makes you a Rishon LeTumah. Anita is an Ava Tumah. She can't get more halachic Tumah by touching a Zava. She's an Ava Tumah. She's Matana B'Magah. She's Matana B'Masa.
It's kind of kahana. There's this whole thing about being mortified in the process of burning it.
Mortif tumah means you raise the level of a tumah. You make a sheni into a reason. You make a reason into an av. When you add halachas, there is no hisafas tumah when there's no added halachas.
There is an added halachas. You have to bring a carbon.
If I touch a zava, I don't have to bring a carbon for touching a zava.
But the zava is of a different type of tumah.
So she is. She is. But if I touch her, I'm not.
This is not a zava because God does not change the qualities of Anita. It does not obligate her.
Okay. So to give my writer. That's what a sluggish Yeshayla was. Amar Rava, Tashma. So Rava said, let's see, Zayis Tyrus Azav, Bein Gadol Bein Katan. Now, remember we had different psukim where we learned how to cut. Some people learned it out from Zayis Tyrus Azav. Some people learned it out from Ish. Some there were different psukim. Some people learned it out from the word Lazachar. There were three different sources for Azav Katan. So Rava's source is Zayis Tyrus Azav. The very pasuk that compares Zav to Shechva Zera says Katan. So obviously the Torah saying Katan is Tamei even by the first Riyah. If the Torah says Katan in the same pasuk that it talks about one Riyah, if a Katan Zera, Zav Jibus, would be Tahar, why are we including Katan in that pasuk? Why are we including cotton in the pasuk that is talking about one Riyah when his Riyah is not Tame?
Where's this pasuk?
Zayis Tyrus Azav, Asher Taitzi B'Menu Shech
Mezera. It doesn't say about cotton in that pasuk.
That's how we learn on cotton. There's a mandiyama that says that Zayis Tyrus includes a cotton.
Torah means cotton.
Tyrus means the halacha. It's an added pasuk. It's a ribui hakra. See, our problem is that everybody here does not have a chumash and look at the psukim as they're written. They're relying on the fact that they have art scroll and that it may be on the side that brings the psukim. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. But if the truth is, to understand this kind of a gemara, when a gemara goes into the numbers, if you had the pasuk in front of you, you would see it in front of you. One says one, one says two, one says three. And in the pasuk where it says one, we include cotton. According to one mandiyam, not everybody agrees. But Rav learns that way. So he brings a braisa. The braisa says you learn our cotton from the word Zayis Tyrus Azav.
That's
the right. Bein gadol, bein cotton. So ma gadol riyah rishai nishloi matamei, I've cotton riyah rishloi matamei. So you see the Tyrus saying a cotton with one riyah, it's matamei. We're including cotton in one riyah. What are we including them for?
Because it says Zos Torah,
which includes the cotton, in the very plastic that says one riyah.
The reason we know it includes the cotton.
But the word Zayis Tyrus is extra, I guess. This could have been asked when 4 or 5 months ago when we brought all the psukim that included cotton. One of them was Zayis Tyrus Azav. We had it earlier this week as well. that some people learn it out from the word Zayis Tyrus Azav to include cotton.
What would it say otherwise? What would
say? Some people learn it out from Bazakar. Some people, oh, how, what would it say in the pasuk?
Yeah.
I have no idea. You're asking me to explain drushes? This will be the first time of many times, and the next 2 days I will say I don't understand drushes. So add this, chalk this up for another one. I don't understand drushes, because our dyes from Zayis Tyrus are cotton. And in that very pasuk, it talks about one ria. And it's saying cotton for one ria. Isn't the pasuk saying that cotton is metame with the first ria? Even though by carry he's not, by zivus he is. Ma gadol, I'm sorry. Right? Ma gadol ria shloi metame, of cotton ria shloi not the metame. Rashi. Look, Rashi. No Rashi. That's shaila in the Gemara.
So there's no argument here.
Rabbi says it. Rabbi is paisa the shaila of Reb Shlakish.
Different
pasuk. Would not have this exactly. You're right, 100%.
I think
I'm going to
bring that.
No, we might not get a bow. Dr. Gemay Viter, boy, Rav Yosef. Now, Rav Yosef had a shayla. Okay, now let me again. Let's stop. Take a look. Here we have a regular Zav. When a Zav discharges his first Ria, matame like a carry. When he charges the second ria, it's matame b'masa. Right? A mitzaira who has a discharge of zivus. Now, a mayon of a mitzaira is matame b'masa. Remember we said a mitzaira spit, a mitzaira's urine is a mayon. Anything that gathers and comes out is a mayon. That's matama b'masa. Like every zav, like every mitzaira, whenever they have a spit and urine, it's an av hatumah. We learned that out from a pasuk, the rabbis mitzaira l'maynaisa. We talked about this yesterday. A mitzaira is matame with mayon. That's a fact. A zav is matama b'mayon. Here is a mitzaira that has his first discharge of zivus. Now, the first discharge of zivus is usually not matama b'masa. He's not a Zav yet. It's his first discharge of Zivas. A regular person who's Tahar has his first discharge of Zivas. That Zivas is not Matame B'masa. Matame B'masa. A Mitzaira has his first discharge of Zivas. Is that a Mayan? Is Zivas a Mayan? He's a Mitzaira. Is that like his spit? Or no? It's Zivus. Zivus is not a Mayan. So he's like a regular person. It's only Matava B'Masa, not B'Masa. We want to know, is the first Zivus of a Mitzaira, who's already a Mitzaira, his spit's an Avatama. His urine is an Avatama. How about his first discharge of Zivus? A regular person's first discharge of Zivus is not Matava B'Masa.
Do they ask the 7 questions by the first...
So get later on. Pashtus not. No, is the answer no, but we'll see later on. No. Yes. No. Nothing to do with that.
Mine has nothing to do with whether.
No. So that's the shaila of Gemara. Is Zivus a Mayan or not? That's the shaila. What? The Gemara doesn't discuss it. It's an interesting shaila, and I don't know the answer. I'm not sure if Rashi mentions it. I said, I don't know. That's exactly what Dr. Harris just asked me. And the answer is that the Gemara doesn't discuss it. The Gemara talks about his first discharge of Zivus. Zav the Gemara. Rear Rishaynish HaMetzaira. Ma'o Shetatama B'masa. Mokim ziva mayanu, umatame, idumalav mayanu. Rashi. Rashi says, Rashi is back, up. Rear reshinus on the third wide line. Maosh at the time of the masa. So Rashi gives you the background. Shall Ishtar, like the Bayalach, a regular nice yid who's tar, We have no shaila that his first discharge is not metame b'masa. The vadai loy metame b'masa. The isk is l'keri. L'keri loy metame b'masa. Now, how do I know keri is not metame b'masa, which we've been assuming all day? Take a look at Masechtas Kelim. It says keri is not metame b'masa. And the second discharge of a regular tahar, who's no longer tahar, but he was tahar, a regular person has a second discharge, it's metame b'masa. What? We have not said a word mitzora yet.
No.
Kalista, I don't think
we're now, is me.
Forget about mitzora. Don't make diukim. Let Sarachi do his thing. A regular person's second thing is metame b'masa. Kedame l'kama b'peri damanita. Zoy v'y metame b'masa. The Yalav law, the Gemara learns it out from the Pas words, Zoyvay Tameyu, that the Zoyv is Tamei, extra Tuma, which means Masa. Bahu Maria Shnia Ksiv. And that Pasuk is talking about Maria Shnia. Why do I know that? The Monachasim Stayim, the Torah says the word Zoyv twice in that Pasuk. Remember I said, the key is how many times the Torah said the word Zoyv. The Zov Balsterius, Zov Gomerhu Latuma. A second Ria makes him a complete Zov. El Shein Tong Carbon. All he's missing is he doesn't have to bring a carbon to the third one. So Kiti Bailan, what is our Shaila here? Rishayna. Adam ba'al molay metam el b'maga. By a regular person, it's only metam b'maga. Hacha b'mitzayra mai. What is the din by mitzayra? Malkam ziva mayan who? Is Malkam ziva mayan? And we included a mitzayra for his mayan. Bisrabi milazokha l'rabbis mitzayra l'mayasav. Right, we included Mitzayra for his Mayan from the word Lazakar. Umainas Matama Bamasa, and a spit, saliva, urine is Matama Bamasa. It's a Mayan Hazav. Right, it's a Mayan Mitzayra. Kedamar, Beperik Damanida, Bechiyalik Hazav Betar, Bemesha Beyatar. The Pasuk Darshan's there that if a person spits at a tar, it means a tar is holding. We're not learning the Gemara in the seventh Perik where we will have all these drushes. I love Mayan. Or is the Zivas not a Mayan? Labi Kishar Ria Rishayna Shakaladam. It's like every other Ria Rishayna. The Bemaga Matame. It's Matame only Bemaga. Is the first Ria of Mitzayra called a Mayan? The second one makes no difference because he's going to be Tame even if he was a regular person. How about the first one? Rashi said, Afibu, because of course if I'm Mitzayra, the second one is going to make him Tame. He's no different than a regular person. Even a regular person is Tame. So it's not going to be less. Amarava. Zayv Tamehu. Limeid ala Zayv Shu Tameh. Says in the Pasuk, Zayv Tameh. That's with two Rias. That's Hazav Zayv Tamehu, right? Zayv Tamehu. We learn out that the Zayv itself is Tameh Masa. B'mai. Rashi. Zayv Tamei. Haino Ria Shnia. That's what you'd have a pasuk in front of you. You would never ask that question because everybody here is lazy to open a chumash. Shaimon Hakadosh Shayim Zav Mipsarei Zayv Tamei. Limed Al Zayv Sutamei. V'Amir B'Damanida. The High Crow of the Rabbis from Maga LeYitzrach. I don't need it for Maga. The second is not going to be different than the first. So why did the Torah say an extra Tamehu? So a second one is Mekam Mabasa. Now our problem is as follows. Let me speak it out outside.
Did we answer the question?
No, we're in the middle of explaining it. All we said so far is to answer your question. How do I know it's the second one? That's why I read the Rashi. Now, we have to tell you that the Zoyvoy is Mekam Mabasa. That the actual discharge is Mataba B'masa. Now, I would ask you, let's say the Pasuk would never say it. The person becomes a Zav after two times. He's Matame B'masa. If you carry him, you become Tame. So how could you think that he's Matame B'masa, but his Zav is not Matame B'masa? What made him Tame? The second discharge. How severe is his Tuma that if a person carried him, or he carried something, they would become Tameh. If the person didn't touch him. He's laying on a mattress, and somebody, two people pick up the mattress and they carry it. They become tamei. Right? Now, he's matame b'masa, and his zivus is not matame b'masa. Therefore, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that the second time is matame b'masa. Because why in the world would I think not? Logic. He's matame b'masa. Of course, the thing is matame b'masa. Well, that's the Gemara's kasha. B'mai, what do we need the pasuk for? Elay b'zav gereda. Nacherim gleimim tumu la'atzma le'kochkein. It makes him, he's the other thing. The thing that he, the person that discharged it. If he becomes tamei b'masa, so the zayv shouldn't be tamei b'masa, so what do I need a pasuk for? Must be elabshita b'zav mitzayra. It must be telling you that is of Mitzayra, the second Riyah is Matame B'masa. I'm going to explain you why. Because is of Mitzayra, the Riyah is not making him Tame. He was Tame before. A regular person became Tame, so his Zivus is Tame. It made him. But the Zivus of a Mitzayra didn't make the Mitzayra Tame. It was Tame anyway. So we would think that the Zivus of a Mitzayra is not Matame B'masa, even the second time. Because it didn't make him tamei. The reason a zayiv is tamei is because it made the person tamei masa. A mitzayra zivus didn't make him tamei masa. He was tamei masa beforehand. He was a mitzayra. So there I need a pasuk to say that even though you don't have the svara that it caused tuma, it's tamei anyway. That means I need a pasuk to tell me that the second discharge of a mitzayra is mitamei b'masa. If it's a Mayan, why would I need a pasuk? If it's a Mayan, I don't need a pasuk to tell me it's Matame B'masa. The fact that I need a pasuk to tell me that the second discharge of a Mitzayra is Matame B'masa, because over there you don't have the Svara, it costs Tuma to the person. So I need a pasuk to tell me that a Mitzayra second discharge is Tame. Now if it's a Mayan, why would I need a pasuk? It's a Mayan. His first one is Matame also. There it is. It's clear that it's not a Mayan. And therefore, I need a pasuk for the second one of a Mitzayra. That's what the Gemara is proving.
Rabbi, are you taking questions yet?
If you give me 1 second. I don't need a pasuk for a regular Zayv. That it's Zabas is Matame B'masa. It made him Tame Masa. There it is. I need it for a Mitzayra. Now, this is the part that everybody should be zeroing in on. The fact that he's already Tamei Masa, why should his Zivus be any different than a regular person? The answer is, we only made the Zivus Tamei because we see its effect on the person. If we don't see an effect on the person, maybe that Zivus is different. So I need a pasuk to say, no, it's not. But why do I need a pasuk? It's his Mayan. Must be that Zivus is not a Mayan. Yes, Harvey.
It looks like we're using the Torah because we need to find an example of someone who's already Tame.
Correct.
Why can't it be a Tame Mace we're talking about? Why is it a Mitzorah that necessarily is implied by this pasuk?
Because a Tame Mace is not Matame B'masa. If you carry a person who's a Tame Mace, you don't become Tame. Each of these have different halachas. It's extremely complicated to know all the halachas of all the different tumas. That is why the first parak in Sechtes Kalim deals with 10 levels of tuma, differences of each one. But a mace, a tame mace, can be an ava tuma, but he's not matame by carrying. Let me explain this. I don't know any logic in Hokus tuma. It's all Xeris HaKasav. I don't know why a Zav is Matame when you carry him, and a Matame Mace, who's an Ava Tuma, same level Tuma, is not Matame B'masa. I don't know. I can't answer the question. But that's the halacha. So if we're looking for somebody who's already Matame B'masa, and that's a Mitzayra.
It can't be anybody else who's Tame. It has to be a Mitzayra to fit that definition.
Exactly. Yes.
Thank you.
That's the question. Is it not? The way I understand it, Is it a question? Is it misago b'yaitse or not? So, then you'll ask me, it's a matzias, right? Either it is or it isn't. The answer is, I guess, this is my guess. Maybe Rabbeinu Artsko stresses it. The way I understood it is, we don't have the exact interpretation of what misagio requires. We know saliva and urine is misagio. I guess we don't know whether the discharge of zivus is something that gathers in the body and then comes out, or it comes out without gathering. I guess, that's my guess. I think the same thing might be true by, again, this is speculation, by Kerry. It's misago v'yaitse. Everybody has Kerry in their body. Right? Any healthy male has Kerry in their body. What does misago v'yaitse mean? Gathers and comes out? Or when it comes out, it doesn't gather? I can't answer the question. But that's how I understood it. The interpretation of misago v'yaitse, not whether. And therefore, it makes a difference whether it's misago or not. What? Sweat is not misago v'yaitse. Not yaitse. I mean, it is, but it's not yaitse. It's not misago. It's not yaitse.
So someone is sorry. You can't do masa on mitzora. When he dies while he's mitzora, you can do masa because
he's. You want to know if a guy carries a dead mitzora, is he become tame? Great question. I don't know the answer. I would say yes, but I don't know. I mean, right.
Does tame mean he's roik? The tame at all?
No, no. No mayonis by tummy mace. And yet, these are all Xeris Akostas. I can't tell you any reason for that. So therefore, the Gemara says, Elab Shitim is of Mitzayro. But the Yitzchak Kualder Buya Beriya Shniya, I had to have a plastic tell me that his second discharge is Mitame, even though it wasn't Mitame him anymore. Shmami no, Bakim Ziva Lav Mayan. Now, I myself have trouble with this Gemara, because to me, the very fact that it's not Matame Mitzayra is not because it couldn't be, it's because it didn't have to be. But the Gemara seems to say practically it's not Matame him. Even though, had he not been a Mitzayra, it would have been Matame him. He just happened to have it anyway. It's not because it's lacking in its potential, it's just that no readiness. But the Gemara seems to think that's a difference, and I need a pusig, because in actuality it's not adding to him. That's what the Gemara is saying. I had trouble digesting that. I still have trouble digesting that. But that's what the Gemara is saying.
The source of the tumor is not coming through. Source is from the
thing that right, but it would have made him tame.
Right.
Not a lack of the potential. Rashi. Elaim of Azam graded Lab Matsira, Lamali Kraw, Luki Batsma, Pshita, for sure. Lacherim Graham Tuma, Klemik, Tupid Bazu, this drop, Geremis Labaila, causes its owner, the person who discharged it, Shibatami Bamasa. Anybody who touches anything that the zav is under, what's on top of the zav is metame, because he is metame b'masa, he atma lekoshke. Now Rashi learns masa what the zav is carrying. We're trying to mask on Rashi, that's not masa, that's hesed. So they learn it means if somebody carries the zav. But Rashi says the case is that the zav has things on him, they become tame. He's metame without touching it.
What does hesed mean?
Hesed means when the zav moves something. Masa means when he is carried.
What?
If somebody carries a zav, that's masa. If the zav carries something, that's called hesed.
Blanket on top of the zav is what?
Hesed. Rashi uses it for masa. All the Rishonim ask on Rashi. All some of the Rishonim ask on Rashi. El b'zav mitzay reitzrich. The loy. Asi b'kal b'chaymer. The legar maloy tumah didn't make him tumah. Shai mach was nigoy and matame b'masa filabayol. He was matame b'ayol. Mitzayr is matame by being in a room together with somebody. M'diyis yukwal r'buy l'shniya sh'mamin ab r'shayna the lav mayanu the e mayanu r'shayna matame sh'niya l'koshke. If it would be a mayan, I wouldn't need a pasuk. So we've proven the point, but the Gemara is going to get out of it in tomorrow's Gemara. Change the test on question 9 from 2 answers to 1 answer. We're not going to learn the second test.